New figures from the DNR show the amount of garbage coming into Wisconsin from other states rose 46% last year. Milwaukee attorney Tony Vogel has represented corporate and municipal clients and chairs a recently created task force on solid waste issues. Vogel says the committee will talk about the new data, but he says federal protections for interstate commerce limit the ability of any state to curtail dumping.
There have been a number of cases that have struck down efforts to impose limitations on waste originating from out of state, so that will be a significant factor and a hurdle.
Others in the solid waste industry also point to Wisconsin companies that own landfills wanting to bring in more garbage, and to the significant amount of hazardous waste Wisconsin sends to other states. Most of the household garbage that enters Wisconsin comes from Illinois, but a sizable chunk originates in eastern Minnesota. Susan Hubbard is CEO of Eureka Recycling, a nonprofit recycler in the Twin Cities. She says a potential good sign for Wisconsin is that a subsidy is ending for a Twin Cities incinerator, and there are landfill expansions being proposed in Minnesota.
If they're expanded, then obviously it's much less transportation cost, and that could keep more waste in Minnesota.
Hubbard also says the city of St. Paul is working to increase the percentage of garbage it recycles. She says some people are talking about the city copying some local corporations and becoming waste-free. In the meantime, Wisconsin recently approved rules to increase the size of its landfills, meaning other states may dump more here before they cut back. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.